Good morning. People who were at the youth retreat last weekend, can you just shout out a highlight for you from the youth retreat? Yeah, that wasn't a highlight. Johnny? It was fun, yes. What in particular? Emily? The hot tub. They rented a hot tub. I tell you, Jonathan and Brendan got their money's worth out of that hot tub. They were in there every available opportunity. I'm surprised they aren't shriveled up like prunes. But you enjoyed it, right? A highlight of the weekend? The chocolate? Yeah, Liz, we're finding this out. It's interesting when you get to spend time with people that you don't usually, because I'm discovering that Liz really likes chocolate. It's a chocolate fiend. Katie, anything in particular? Want to think about it for a minute? Esther? The music? There was a band there from the Vancouver Vineyard in Washington in the States. They were very good. Trev, any highlights? James? Joey? Positive would be good. That was good. God protected you on the skateboard jump. Anybody else quickly before we move on? Cynthia? The wide game. We did a wide game in the dark where you had to set off sparklers. That was pretty cool. Joey? Right, the air hockey table was slightly off kilter, and so the person who was standing at one particular end would always win. Joey being that person. Johnny? Yep, we had a climbing wall. All kinds of stuff going on. It was really, really good. And we took 15 kids this year, which is great. Okay, we are going through the names of God. Can anybody remember what the name was last time when we did Thanksgiving? I have brought my prop to help you remember. There were two names. The first one had to do with this. Oh, the wheels are turning, Ryan. I can see them. Jehovah Jireh, and it means God our provider. Oh, good. Right. Jehovah Jireh, God our provider. Now, today's one has Jehovah at the beginning. And remember, Jehovah means, because I brought this circle to show you, like a circle goes on and on and on. Thank you. There is a song. We may teach you the song in a few weeks' time, but not now. Jehovah means the God who has always been, who always will be, right? The eternal God. I am who I am. No beginning, no end. Okay? That's the first part of this name, too. Oh. And the second word is this. Now, I'm not quite sure how to pronounce this. So, Glenn, you've got a lot more training than I have. So, can you just... Yeah, the pressure's on. That's how you spell Jehovah. How do you say this, Glenn? Is it Nissi or Nisi or... Jehovah Nissi. There we go. There, otherwise I would have said it wrong. That's good. Thank you. This means God our banner. God my banner. Now, look. I have brought these visual... Oh, for goodness sake. I've brought these visual aids this morning to show you things that are banners, right? We have a Canada flag. We have the greatest flag in the world, a United Kingdom flag. We have a Canucks logo. Can you think of any other banners that people might have? Eli? Oh, yeah. Other logos. Sometimes people have family crests, right, which look a bit like this. Or something like that, right? You know, with a coat of arms in. So a banner can be any one of these things. And a banner is something that identifies us. It's something that we're willing to stand up for, something that we feel we would fight for. something that we give our allegiance to, and something that gives us encouragement too, right? If two armies go out to war, often, especially in the past, they would carry the flag, right? Because they would be declaring their allegiance to that country or to that king. And even, like, you know, the anthem of the United States is all about their flag, right? That they were, I can't remember it all, but glad that their flag was still there, right? That's what I get out of that. It's a very long anthem, but anyway, that's the basic thing. We're glad our flag was there. It gave us encouragement. So that's what a banner is. It's something that you identify with, something that you give your life for, something that you would stand up for, okay? Now, here's where this comes from. It comes from the book of Exodus. And I do need some volunteers to help me act out this story. Now, hang on, I'll tell you what the volunteers are for, okay? Firstly, I was saying about Liz and chocolate. What most of you also don't know is that Liz is a champion arm wrestler. So she is going to come here. I already asked her about this. She's going to come over here. Now, who reckons they can beat Lizzie at arm wrestling? Oh, I don't know. Okay, but you have to listen to the story and do what the story says, okay? Sam. So, Lizzie, Sam. Now, Lizzie is Joshua and the Israelites. Sam is the Amalekites. Okay? Boo. Now, I also need somebody who's willing to be Moses. Hannah. And Hannah, this is your staff, right? You can stand here for a moment. And I need two of people who were friends with Moses. There's his brother, Aaron. Brendan, you can be Aaron. And another guy called Hur. I'm not quite sure who he is. I think he might have been his brother-in-law. James. Okay, you can stand here for a minute. I will read the story, so you have to listen to the story and then act it out, okay? I might give you some prompts for what to do. Okay? Arms up on the table. Right. The Amalekites came and attacked the Israelites at Rephidim. Moses said to Joshua, "Choose some of our men and go out and fight the Amalekites. Tomorrow I will stand on top of the hill with the staff of God in my hands." So Joshua fought the Amalekites. Don't either of you win, just, you know, fight. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went to the top of the hill on the stage. Yeah, they went up on the top of the hill. All right. Now, you're holding the staff, or that big stick, above your head. So, like, hold it like this. Like that. Okay. As long as Moses held up his hands, the Israelites were winning. Lizzie, you're winning. But whenever he lowered his heights... Let her try and defeat you. There you go. But as when he lowered his hands, the Amalekites were winning. When Moses' hands grew tired, they took a stone or a bucket, turn it the other way up. Actually, that's Aaron and Hur's job. Okay, they put it under him and he sat down. Aaron and Hur held Moses' hands up, so you can help hold the hands up. Thank you. One on one side, one on the other, so that Moses' hands remained steady until sunset. So Joshua overcame the Amalekite army with the sword. Yeah, I know. This, you've been very good. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Write this on a scroll as something to be remembered, and make sure that Joshua hears it, because I will completely blot out the memory of Amalek from under heaven." Moses built an altar and called it, "The Lord is my banner." There you go. Thank you very much. You may come and sit down. Thank you. Know what? You have a whole year to build up your muscles to try and actually defeat Liz next year. Okay, so the main things that happened. This stick, or Moses' rod, was very significant. Can you remember things that Moses did with this when the Israelites were coming out of Egypt? He what? Yeah, he held it out over the sea and the sea parted when they were going through. Yeah. He hit a rock and some water came out. Yeah. Hey. He also put it in the Nile River and then the river turned to blood. And when God was telling Moses not to be afraid and he showed him some wonders that he would do, do you remember what it turned into? A snake. And then it turned back into a stick again. This chocolate's melting. Okay. So this, for the Israelite army, would have been a symbol of what, do you think? Look. God, yeah, God's power. God's presence with them. James, sorry, is that what you're going to say? God's power, God's presence with them, and the fact that they were God's chosen people, right? And God was fighting for them on their behalf. So this meant a lot to them. So this, to them, was kind of like one of these, right? It meant that God was in charge, God was in control, and he was the victor, okay? So whenever it was held up, the people were winning. And I was kind of thinking about that and wondering why. I think part of it is because they could see it and they were reminded of what God had done for them in the past and what he would do now, right? And how he'd commanded them to go out and fight, so therefore he would enable them to win. Now, when they couldn't see it, I don't know, maybe they'd be fighting in their own strength. They'd just be trying to win on their own instead of remembering what God had done for them. But also, do you remember how Brendan and James were holding up the staff to help Hannah, to help Moses? And so sometimes we need to help each other to raise our banner high and to remember what it is that God's done for us. Because sometimes we get weary and we forget and we try and do things in our own strength instead of looking to God. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't this what happened at the end? Can you see? So Moses built a triumphal arch. And he wrote down, and it was dedicated to Joshua, mighty and courageous warrior. Is that what happened? Is that what happened at the end of the story? No, it's not what happened at the end of the story. This is what happened at the end of the story. This is what happened. He got some stones. These are supposed to be stones, by the way. And he made an altar and he called it Jehovah Nissi, which means, say it loud, God, our banner. Or God, my banner. Who got the glory in the story? Joshua was the one who was fighting and leading all the people. But who was it who got the glory in the story? God. Because God was the one who was fighting for them. It was God who was winning the battle. And it was an altar of worship that was built, not a triumphal monument, because he said, the Lord is my banner, God is my banner. So, there were some things that I thought we could think about today. The first one is, who or what is my banner? What's the thing that I give my life for? Is it God? Is it for my country? Is it for the Canucks? Is it for my school? We actually had a friend in England who, he supported the soccer team that we supported. He went to every single game, home and away. Every weekend, he would be traveling like all over England to see this team play. He worshipped his team. Do I do that kind of thing if I say that God is my banner? Am I willing to give myself and show my allegiance to God? That's the first question. Who's my banner? Secondly, is it being raised high? Am I showing everybody? Am I remembering what God has done in the past? Am I remembering his promises? Am I fighting under his banner, or am I trying to do stuff by myself? And if I'm feeling weak, am I letting others help me lift it up? Or if I'm feeling strong, am I helping other people lift up their banner? So, is it lifted high? And lastly, who's getting the glory when I triumph? Do I say, oh yeah, I know I'm good at that? Or do I say, God is my banner? He's the one who gives me victory. And it's him who deserves the glory, not me. Let me just write those things and then you can think about them while I read this last passage. So, who is my banner? Is it being lifted high? And who gets the glory when I win? Okay. This is like a blessing. This is from Psalm 20. May the Lord answer you when you're in distress. May the name of the God of Jacob protect you. What's the name we've been talking about this morning? Everyone say it together. Jehovah Nissi, God my banner. May the name of the God of Jacob protect you. May he send you help from the sanctuary, grant you support from Zion. May he remember all your sacrifices and accept your burnt offerings. May he give you the desire of your heart and make all your plans succeed. We'll shout for joy when you're victorious. We will lift up our banners in the name of our God, who is God our banner. May the Lord grant all your requests. Now I know that the Lord saves his anointed. He answers him from his holy heaven with the saving power of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God, Jehovah Nissi, God our banner. They are brought to their knees and fall, but we rise up and stand firm. O Lord, save the king. Answer us when we call. Let's pray. Some trust in chariots and some trust in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord. Lord God, we ask that you would be our banner, that we would be able to call you Jehovah Nissi. We ask, Lord, that you would remind us of your promises, of what you've done in the past, so we could believe you for the future. We ask that you would help us to stand together, to be able to help those who are finding it hard, and to be able to receive help from others. And we ask most of all that you would get the glory when we triumph, that it would be an altar of worship to you and not a monument to us. And we pray this in your name, Jehovah Nissi, Lord our banner. Amen.